You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The Lord is good and worthy to be praised. And on this day, we are praising the Lord God on this day, in this hour, in this now. You know what we're doing? We're turning ourselves to look to Christ Jesus. Amen. We are reorienting ourselves right now to the Lord. For he is our source. He is our help. He is our way maker. Hallelujah. He is our mountain mover. He is our rabbi. He is our teacher. He is our master. He is our healer. He is our great I am. And so, God, we acknowledge you right now. And God, we say thank you. We welcome you into this space. We welcome you into our hearts. We welcome you into our minds. We welcome you into our homes. We welcome you into our cars. We welcome you into our bedroom. We welcome you wherever we are, oh God. We step back and we welcome you. I step back and I welcome you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Rebashanda bakandore basaya, for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for comforting us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for always being with us and being our advocate. We humble ourselves at the throne of grace right now. Hallelujah. We repent of our sins. Lord God, we repent of anything that you find displeasing. Any ways, any thoughts, any habits, any likenesses, Lord God, that you do not agree with, that you find ugly, that you find stinky. Here we are, O God. Here we are to worship you, O God. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here we are to say that you're our God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to us. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Receive our worship on this day, oh God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that your ears are open unto us. And we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you, Levi Handa Raboshia Karaya, are attending to us even right now. And so, God, we just say thank you. We thank you for moving on our behalf, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for reminding us on this day, in this moment, in this now, hallelujah, that you are the way, that you are the truth, and that you are the life, hallelujah. You are the bread of life. You are our bread of life. You are the light, hallelujah. You are the light in the darkness, oh God. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the great I am. I am that I am. You are, hallelujah, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are, hallelujah, Jehovah Nisi, the Lord, our banner. You are Jehovah Ra. A pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. You are the one that's leading us. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm reminded, hallelujah, when Yahweh, the Lord, I am that I am. I will be who I will be. When he showed up to Moses in the burning bush, I'm reminded, hallelujah, as he called Moses out of his insecurities, out of his fears, hallelujah. Somebody say, well, how do you know he had insecurities and he had fears, amen, when it came to the calling? Because of how he responded, hallelujah, and how he went back and forth with the Lord, saying that he is not of eloquent tongue. Hallelujah. I thank you, oh God, that as you call us, hallelujah, and as you instruct us, hallelujah, and as you present opportunities before us, oh God, may we say yes, hallelujah, and allow you to minister to us and talk us through it, hallelujah. May we say yes. May our lives be a yes to you, oh God. May our minds be a yes to you, O God. May our hearts be a yes to you, O God. May our souls be a yes to you, O God. May our feet be a yes to you, O God. Hallelujah. Rabba Shanda, Rabba Yando, Rabba Sikio. May our hands be a feet. Be a yes to you, oh God. Lord God, we say yes in this moment. We say yes in this hour. We say yes, Reba Shando Ko or Reba Yanda Rabosia. We say yes, oh God. We trust you, oh God. Hallelujah. We're choosing right now to say yes to believing in you, O God, and casting our cares unto you, and casting the doubts unto you, and casting the worry unto you. O God, hallelujah, Reba Shangon Dibigi and Rabasando. We say yes, Reba Shandibiondo, Reba Sanda, Reba Yandibio. We say yes, hallelujah, Reba Shikionda, Rabasaya. We say yes, hallelujah. We say yes to walking in spirit and in truth. We say yes to worshiping in spirit and in truth. We say yes to listening to spirit and truth. Hallelujah, Rabasayam. We say yes to be influenced by a spirit and truth. We say yes, hallelujah, Rabakiondo, Rabasitio. We say yes, hallelujah, Rabayanda Boshikio, Rabasayam. We say yes, hallelujah, to walking by faith and not by sight. We say yes to being an obedient people. We say yes to presenting ourselves a living sacrifice unto you, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. We say yes, hallelujah, to waiting on you. Oh God, we say yes, hallelujah, Reba Shanda. We say yes to going your way. We say yes to submitting to your way. We say yes, hallelujah, to trusting in your way. We say yes, oh God, hallelujah, Reba Shanda. We say yes, oh God, hallelujah. We say yes, hallelujah, to leaning on you, oh God, and not our own understanding. We say yes to relying on you, oh God. We say yes to depending on you, oh God. We say yes to you, hallelujah, and no to the things and to the people, hallelujah, that are distractions, hallelujah. We say yes, hallelujah, to you. It. We say yes that when we do have questions about what the instruction, we say yes, hallelujah, and allow you to give us the answers as you see fit, when you see fit. We say yes to humility and no to pride. We say yes to love, hallelujah, and no to hate. Come on, somebody. We say yes to forgiveness, hallelujah, and no to unforgiveness. We say yes to patience, hallelujah, and no, hallelujah, Rabasaya, to the immediate. We say yes to faith, hallelujah, and no to fear. Oh God, we say yes, hallelujah, to gentleness. Come on, somebody. And we say yes to kindness, and no to meanness. Hallelujah, Ramashaya. We say yes to love, hallelujah. We say yes to loving you with all of our heart, in all of our soul, in all of our mind, in all of our strength. Hallelujah. We say yes, oh Yeroboshia Basanda, Rekandibio, to loving our neighbor. We say yes, hallelujah, Rabashiki on the Rabasaya. We say yes to being slow to speak and quick to listen. Hallelujah, Rabasoyo. We say yes to the Holy Bible. Come on, somebody. And no, Karabashaya, Robosonda, to the news. And no, to the bad reports. And no, come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Akarabasanda, Robasitia, Rabasanda, Rabasaya, to what we see, to what we hear, to what we feel, to what we smell. Hallelujah. We say yes to heaven. We say yes to conforming to into your likeness, into your image. Hallelujah, Lebasanda, Rebasato ko o Lebasanda. We say yes. Somebody say, I say yes to conforming. Hallelujah, to your likeness and into your image. Is that not how we are made? Let's confirm it. Come on, as we say yes to the Holy Bible. Ooh, yes, yes, yes. We say yes, Lord. Yes, yes. We say yes, Lord. Yes. Come on. Come on, y'all. Y'all want to be a yes man, a yes woman? Come on. I'm a yes man. Come on. Hallelujah, Rabbi Shanda. We say yes to being God pleasers and no to being people pleasers. We say yes, oh God. 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 You see, listen. Genesis 1:27. No, let's go to 26. And God said, let us make man in our image. Who is our? God, the Father, Jesus, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Present in Genesis. Hello, somebody. Isn't it John that says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God? Come on. Come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. God created you in his, in their image. Come on, somebody. What does she mean there? I'm speaking about the Holy Trinity. Okay? I'm speaking about God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. We are made in God's image after his likeness. So then I ask, who are you acting like? Come on. So then I ask, what image are you chasing after? What image are you, me, we conforming to, adjusting to, trying to be like? And what voice are we up under? Because if the Bible says from the beginning, yes, in our very, the very skin color that we have, and the very height that we have, and the very size that, and stature and body shape, come on somebody, and all the things, the way our eyes sit on our face, and our nose, and our ears, and our teeth, come on, every single thing is made in God's image. Then what am I doing? What am I doing? Is it that we need to adjust to seeing who we are in God's image, or God needs to adjust? Did God make a mistake? Or is it that our perspective is in mistake? Come on, somebody. It's distorted. Come on, somebody. Is it that I'm listening to a lie and I'm thinking it's the truth? Because I didn't spend so much time with it. God begin to show us. Show us who we are, God, in you. Show us who we are, oh God, in you. We are perfect. You are perfect right now as you are. Period, bottom line, point blank. You are perfect, fearfully and wonderfully made right now. And I can almost hear somebody say, well, but I need to do this, I need to do that. No, 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 no. We need to stop with all that and start to just say, Lord, let me see right now where I am. It doesn't mean that beautification and upgrading into even more of his image is not available. But if we don't start right now seeing and recognizing and speaking the fearfully and wonderfully made, then what we think is fearfully and wonderfully, when we reach into that, will all of a sudden we start talking, or will we want more and more and more and more? Chances are we would just want more and more and more and more. And we'll never come into a place of recognizing and being content with. Now, we are, you are, I are, yes, I said it, I are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. So maybe we need to, okay, I need to just sit with, Lord, get me in this area, heal me in this area of image and likeness. You say I'm made in your image, after your likeness. Let me not mess with this masterpiece. Come on. May the enemy stop lying regarding this masterpiece. May I begin listening to the truth and not the lies regarding being made in your image after your likeness. Show us, oh God, how to walk after your likeness, how to talk after your likeness. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Even just as I prayed that, I hear the Holy Spirit say, it starts with spending more time with me. It starts with going deeper in me, becoming entwined and entangled with me. Yes. We say yes. We say yes to spending more time with you. May you create a hunger and a thirst and a desire and an appetite for you, oh God. So intense and so rich and so desperate for you that we're willing to step out of our conveniences and inconveniences, and we're willing to step out of comforts and discomforts. And we're willing to go the extra mile. And we're willing, hallelujah, Rabba Shanda Rabba Saya, to sit longer in this place. Hallelujah, Rabba Saya, of prayer and praise and worship and hearing the word and studying the word and allowing the word to have its way with us. Hallelujah, Rabba Sando Boshia. May the word of God have its way with us. Circumcising that which needs to be circumcised. Circumcising the foreskins of our heart. Hallelujah. Correcting where it needs to correct. Surgically removing whatever surgically needs to be removed. Adding in and augmenting, hallelujah, where there needs augmentation. Causing there to be a renewing of the mind, hallelujah, that we may know your good, acceptable, and perfect will. Oh God, hallelujah, Rabasaya. Do you make yourself available to the change that God has for you? Do I make myself available to the change that God has for me? What ways are we stuck in, hallelujah, that the minute we choose, Rabasaya, to let them ways go, hallelujah, and step out of being stubborn and rigid, hallelujah, and inflexible, hallelujah, and a stony heart, hallelujah, and a focusing in the past, hallelujah, and then looking to our neighbor, hallelujah, and trying to keep up what's happening on social media, hallelujah, and always having to be right, hallelujah, and always having it to be my way, hallelujah. The minute we begin to melt, hallelujah, and allow the potter to sculpt us, potter, oh God, Lord Jesus, sculpt us, hallelujah. Put us on the potter's wheel, oh God. Put our life on the potter's wheel, oh God. Put our relationships on the potter's wheel, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. What in our life and who in our life is being exalted and given more priority and thus being an idol, hallelujah, because it is over God. It's in the number one spot. Is it our career? Is it the hunger and desire for success? Amen. Is it a woman? Is it wanting to be with a woman? Is it wanting to be with a man? Is it wanting? I don't want to be single anymore. Is it wanting? I want to be married. I want to be successful. I've been waiting a long time. Is it? Hallelujah, Rabashaya. Rokonda Basaya. Is it? Is it turning to horoscopes? Is it? Is it turning to, amen, dibbling and dabbling and other things? Hallelujah. The ways that the world says, oh, peace cometh through this way. Healing cometh through this way. Yeah. And now, Rabbi Shaya. Oh, Holy Spirit, is it us turning to, we must sage? Is it Christian dabbling and dabbling? Hallelujah, in crystals. Is it? What is it? What is it? And are you willing to release it and to let it go as the Lord reveals it? Is going to a game and I'm going to get, what is it? Is it me being unforgiving? And hallelujah. And hallelujah. Well, that then can become our God. Oh, and I hear you, Holy Spirit. Is it, amen, our education and our resume and our qualifications that we so quick to run to and say, oh, check my resume and look unqualified and look all the education that I have. Are we exalting it over God? And you know, thank you, Holy Spirit. And you know how we'll know if so? Come on, somebody. Even just a quick test, somebody say, oh, this is opportunity. You might meet such and such, and that will really take your business, and that will really take your career to the next level. But then in just the real simple place, in the real simple, the humble place, they say, oh, they're having a prayer meeting. Do you want to go? Because if our faith and our trust, now sometimes, don't get me wrong, the Holy Spirit may lead you too, okay? But I'm just saying. It's in those times that we see, where is my faith? What is my faith lying? Let us not just be hearers of the word, but let us be doers. Let us say yes to the hearing and to the doing. Let us say yes to the doing of the word of God. Ooh, let us say yes, oh God, to being sold out to you. I am sold out. Come on, y'all. My mind is made up. Let us say yes to cleaving to you. I'm reminded. Somebody say, she's reminded. I'm reminded. Mika is reminded. And I'm turning to it now. I don't even want to. I just want to read it. Because I want us to sit with how this person said yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Here we go. Hold on, y'all. I just landed in the book. Now I gotta find the verse. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading me right to it. Listen to how this person said yes, essentially to God, and no to what she knew and what she understood and what was safe and familiar. Come on, somebody. We saying yes to God, even if that means saying yes to the unfamiliar and no to the familiar. Ooh! Saying yes to God will sometimes mean saying yes to the place of feeling unsafe, because we have built this way of feeling safe by our own means and power and things. Come on, somebody. Reshaya, saying yes to God, I hear you, Holy Spirit, will sometimes mean saying yes to trusting him and facing our trust issues. Yes, Atalia, saying yes to God will mean, in some cases, that we gotta stop the lying, shatabosia, in the conniving, in the manipulating, rebasaya, rekunda basanda. Saying yes to God may mean saying no to that well-practiced area. Come on, y'all. Being well-practiced. Ah, being well-prepared. Amen, that this is safe. Okay, I know. Now I can go. Where God may cause us, oh, is he speaking to me? May cause us to go into a place where we don't feel well prepared, and we don't feel well practiced, and we don't, amen, feel well qualified, and we don't feel well educated, and we don't feel well skilled, and we don't feel well talented. Well, then guess who gets the glory? Jesus! God and the Holy Spirit! Okay, so let's look at this gentle person who said yes to God and no to self. Because that's another one. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody said thank you, Holy Spirit. Because that's another one. Saying yes to God will mean saying no to you. Saying yes to God and his desires will mean saying no to our own desires. Yes, this is true. Trust me, I can attest to that. Jesus can attest to that. Not my will, thine will be done. Right? Isn't that part of the prayer that he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane? Asking God to remove the cup, but nevertheless, are we a nevertheless people? Are we stuck in our own ways and our own will, and it has to be my way or the highway? Come on, somebody said that's a stinky place. That's a stanky place. That's a rotten place. Being in a nevertheless place, it's like a land flowing with milk and honey place. I'm in a nevertheless place. All right, let's read it. So, in the book of Ruth, in verse 1, I'm sorry, in chapter 1, around verse, let's start with verse 8. No, let's start with verse 7. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was. We're talking about Naomi. And her two daughters-in-law with her. So now what happened is that they went to Moab. Who is they? Naomi, her husband, and her two sons. And while they was in Moab, Naomi lost her husband and her two sons. But she had also acquired two daughters-in-law. So now verse 7, well, right before that, she hears how the Lord had visited his people and given them bread in Bethlehem, Judah, right? So she is now setting out to go back to that place where God has provided and is providing. Can we just stop there? God is providing in your situation, in your circumstance, in that issue thing. God is providing. With that thing where you're praying up to God about and you're needing and you're waiting, God is providing. God is providing. And I even hear like the Holy Spirit whispering this thing that he's providing, and be ready that it may not look like how we are expecting him to provide. It may not be in the shape, form, or in the likeness that we're expecting, but God is providing. So may we be sensitive to. Ooh, and seize the opportunity. I'm even hearing like the Holy Spirit saying, we may be looking like God provide the money, and and instead he'll provide an opportunity where there is gain, right? Or he'll provide favor. Come on. Hallelujah. Favor. Favor will take us further than the almighty dollar, okay? The almighty $1 million. All right. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. So speaking about her sons and even her husband. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say, I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight and should also bear sons, would you tarry for them till they were grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? Nay, no, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. Come on, y'all. So wait, let's stop right here. Because saying yes to God is also a discernment. It's a discernment when it does not make sense. Hallelujah. It looks like everything that Naomi just presented to Ruth doesn't look like a yes. Oh, yeah, I'm going to definitely go with you. It looks like, no, this is a dead end. Right? There's nothing, Naomi even said it. It's no good that can come with you coming with me. But Ruth saw something more. Come on, y'all. Our vision must be in God, looking to heaven. We got to get off of being so dependent on our natural, our five physical senses, our natural selves. What my flesh is saying, what I'm feeling, what it looks like, what it sounds like. We get wrapped up in a whirlwind of that. No more! So Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people. And unto her gods, return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, yes to God, and no to Naomi even, and to men even, and to what makes sense even, according to what her physical senses. So verse 16, and Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee, for where you go, I will go. Come on, that's saying yes. And where you lodge, I will lodge. And your people shall be my people. And your God, my God. Come on. Where thou diest, I will die. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. Ruth has now is sold out to God. You got to see through, amen. See through Naomi. Who is Naomi serving? Who is Naomi rocking with? God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. There's a steadfast place that it's time for us to enter into. A steadfast faith. A steadfast prayer. Hallelujah. A steadfast walk with God. A steadfast, come on somebody, worship. A steadfast hearing the word and reading the word. A steadfast. Resha kando roba si anda basaya. As we say yes to hallelujah. God, as we say yes to being led, even outside of our very knowings of things and understandings of things, saying yes to God and being led up out of our own familiarities and habits of things, saying yes to God. Mm-hmm. Yes to God. And as Ruth said, yes to God. We know the story. Amen. And those of us who are not that familiar with the story, but she went into the land of Judah with Naomi. They came across, she came across Boaz. Hallelujah. Her a near kinsman. Amen. And she married again, Boaz. Hallelujah. Ruth went from gleaning after the gleaners in the fields to owning the field through marriage. Hallelujah. Ruth went on to bear a son, Obed, hallelujah, who is the father of Jesse and the father of David. Amen. We're talking the bloodline of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is what happened because of her steadfast faith. Hallelujah. A Moabite woman is now a part of the bloodline of Jesus. Hallelujah. Rabasaya. What they did not think could happen, what Naomi did not think could happen, came to pass. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask, think, or imagine. When we walk with God, when we are steadfast in our chase and seeking God, forsaking all, hallelujah, to cleave to the Lord Jesus. First of all, are we about that life? Are we about that walk? Are we about that talk? Are we about that faith? Are we about that belief? Are we about it? When that happens, come on. God can take, and God not only can, but will and is able to take that which is impossible and make it possible. I can't even begin to conceive. It's one of these things that as we have scripture, like hindsight is 20/20, then we see it happen. But Ruth had no idea. And Naomi had no idea that he was going to turn her bitterness into sweetness. We thank you, oh God, that you're turning the bitter places sweet, the rough places smooth, the empty places to overflowing. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, Rabashaya, for moving supernaturally on our behalf. We thank you, oh God, for moving miraculously and expeditiously on our behalf. We thank you, oh God, for turning those tired places into energized places, those overwhelmed places, hallelujah, to peaceful places. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for turning it around in our favor. Oh, God gave Ruth favor. I thank you, oh God, for giving us favor. Everyone under the sound of my voice, I thank you, oh God, for pouring out a portion of your favor. Favor that will do, hallelujah, the unnatural and the impossible. God, I thank you, that you are answering and moving according and supplying according to your riches and glory. Hallelujah. We stay in a place of worship. May our worship on this day be received, hallelujah, as a sweet aroma. It is so that our prayers and our heart cries and our soul cries, hallelujah, are being answered. God, I thank you, hallelujah, that even the soul ties, wherever there is a unequal soul ties and in impure soul ties and corrupt soul ties, they are being destroyed. But the soul ties that you have us to be tied to, the people that you have called us in, to be with, may it be so now in the name of Jesus. Cause them to appear, hallelujah. God, I thank you, Rabbi Shaya, and we bless you, hallelujah. I thank you that you're turning pain and sickness and disease into the place of a well of health. God, we say thank you. Hallelujah, that the places of bondage are being weakened and loose. Hallelujah, and we are free. For the sun sets free is free indeed. Oh, God, bless everyone under the sound of my voice. And may we go, hallelujah, rejoicing in you. For you are the one who is active on our behalf, and you are able. God is able. God is able. God is able. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, in your mighty and matchless name. In Jesus' name we pray. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaberekeka Adonai Beshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai Panabelecha. Viko Neka. Yisa Adonai Panabelecha. Beyasim Lecha Shalom. God bless you. Miracle signs and wonders, I believe, and we will see in the land of the living, and it is so, and it is so, and it is so, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Tell a friend, I see you back here Sundays, 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. God bless you, in Jesus' name we pray, and if you want to be a blessing to this ministry, hallelujah, you can email me at thankyoujesuswithmika@gmail.com. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika.